Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. Something about these Calvary and Blood songs. The only way we're gonna make it, we gotta keep this one. We got to stay right near the cross.
Thankful to God blessing us to gather once again.
Well, Holy, this morning, be real short with you, but just want to come give a prayer and tell God, thank you. Praise the Lord. As you go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come right now in the humblest way that we know how, asking for it, but forgive it. The sins known and unknown in the name of Jesus, and thanking you for these blessings that you have bestowed upon us with life, that we call life. We looked upon this day, count it as a prayer, blessing, a truly gift from you. Now, as you bless us as we come together and reason in my word in Jesus' name, we pray, we thank you for it. Amen. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Beautiful, beautiful. Those old songs seem like they just stir your soul and they warm your heart. Praise the Lord. Not to keep you, until I must press on. Psalms the third, just 8 verses in this one chapter. We have David that said, asking God a question, opened up, and he said, Psalms 3:1, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many they that rise up against me. Praise the Lord. Many, many, many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of mine head. See, an active believer, the more he is beaten off from God, either by the rebukes of providence or the reproach of enemies, the faster hold he will take and the closer he will cleave to God. One thing I like about tribulations causes us to seek after the Lord. seek after the Lord, because that fire in that tribulation, it causes a purification in the sinner, that we would be purified the more we are beaten up through what, by whatever means, the more we will lean and depend and cleave to God. Here's David here with this question. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? You know, they that rise up against me. Many that be would say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of mine head. Praise the Lord. A child of God startled at the very thought of despairing of help in God. To what God is to his people, what he will be, and what they have found him, what David found in him is a safety and a shield. Oh, praise the Lord. A safety and a shield for him, which denotes the advantage of that protection. Honor those whom God owns for his, have true honor put upon them, joy and deliverance. There's joy when we realize we have been delivered, when he has saved us from the thing that troubles us, pulls up out of that muck and that mire. If in the worst of time, God, people can lift up their heads with joy, knowing that all shall work for good to them, they will own God as giving them both cause and heart to rejoice. Praise the Lord. David said, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. I laid me down and slept, and I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. Hey, praise the Lord. And the Lord, he will sustain you. He will keep you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, how care and grief do we experience. Oh, praise the Lord. When we engage us to pray to God, it causes us to run to God. It causes us to seek after him. It calls us to run to his safety. David had always found God ready to answer his prayers. Nothing can fix a gulf between the communication of God's grace towards us and the working of his grace in us, between his favor and our faith, we have always been very safe under the divine protection. Oh, one beautiful thing we have is the protection of God. Even Jesus spoke with Simon, told him he's praying for him. And when God the Son talks to God the Father, you know, everything will be all right. He said, David said, I laid me down and slept and I awake, for the Lord sustained me. Praise the Lord. He sustained me. He said, I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me, round about me. So arise, O Lord, save me. O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation, listen, salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessings is upon thy people. Hey, this applicable to the common mercies of it. This is applied to the common mercies of every night, for which we ought to give thanks every morning. Many lay down and cannot sleep through pain of the body or anguish of mind or the continual arms of fear in the night. But it seems here rather to be meant of the calmness of David's spirit in the midst of danger. Lord, by his grace and the consolation of his spirit, made him easy. It is, it made him at ease. It is a great mercy when we are in trouble to have our minds stayed upon God. Behold, the son of David, composing himself to his rest upon the cross, but that bed of sorrow, condemning his spirit to the Father's hand. Praise the Lord, the Father's hand, a full confidence of a joyful resurrection. Behold, this, a Christian, let faith teach them how to sleep. Oh, praise the Lord, you can rest in God, knowing everything will be all right. We can lay down and sleep in peace, regardless of how the storm may be going and how to die while we can be at peace. Even if we don't wake up tomorrow, we can be at peace knowing that God, knowing that we got it right with the Lord. We got our business fixed, as they say, and everything truly is all right. He begins the psalmist with complaints of the strength and malice of his enemies, but concludes with rejoicing in the power and grace of God, of his God, and now sees more with him than against him. Salvation, listen, salvation belongs unto the Lord. He has power to save. Be the danger ever so great, all that have the Lord for their God are sure of salvation. For he who is their God, for he is their God, for he is their God, is the God of salvation. For he who is their God is the God of salvation. Yes, Lord, and we thank God. And we thank God for him being our salvation. You see, this real short, but David, he begins, he opened up with question. And one thing I like about it, when you ask the Lord a question, he'll turn it around. He'll let you see that you still have, no matter what condition you're in, he'll still let you see the brighter part of it. If you don't get too negative, God will let you see the positive. God will let you see, no matter how you may be or what you may be in, God has a way of turning brownie tears, hallelujah, into tears of joy. He has a way that when your heart is broken or hurting, he has a way to mend that heart, to put it back together. Though you may be on the run and troubles all around you, but he has a way for you to be still in the moment and to know that he is God, and he is God all by himself. By himself. But we thank him this morning. We thank him for his goodness. We thank him for his grace. I tell you, if it had not been for the Lord strengthening me and helping me and blessing me, oh, hallelujah, and pushing me and giving me strength just to go on, I wouldn't be able to make it. But it is in him that we live, we move, we have our being. It is in him, not that we are so good, but he is so graceful and gracious, and mercy shown to us in abundance over and over again. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be if it had
would
not
I be?
Been
where would I be?
For his mercy, for his mercy, his abundance of mercy and grace, his abundance of mercy and grace. When I would do good, evil is there present. But even if I restrain from the evil, God, he lets me a way out, gives me an avenue that I can escape, so evil won't overtake me, but through my obedience, blessings will overtake me. But I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I just wanted to give a little encouraging word this morning and give you a little strength and just tell the Lord, thank you. Psalms, the third chapter that you taught. You remember the 8th verse. You can go read it. 1-8. May God bless you. May God keep you is our prayer. But knowing, see, David opened it up. He opened it up with a question. With a question. He asked the Lord, how, and God would let you ask him questions. He said, David said, how?
What
are
they doing?
How are they increased that trouble me? He said, many are they that rise up against me. Oh, but I just find joy. You know, even that song that we open up with Jesus, keep me near the cross. I was going to do something else this morning, but that just inspired me. When I heard that song, Jesus, keep me near the cross.
Near the cross.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One thing about, if you ask him, oh, hallelujah, especially if you ask him something that's going to help you spiritually, is going to benefit you and help you grow and give you some strength, surely he will answer that. Many times we ask for stuff that we don't need and ain't no good for us. But when we ask him, Jesus, keep me near the cross. Hallelujah. And he'll draw you near. Oh, hallelujah. He'll lift you up. He'll bear those burdens in the heat of the day, give you strength to go through. David was a good example here. He opened up with complaints, but he left. he triumphed over his fears, and he gave God the glory. Hallelujah. How many times we should be giving God the glory, not glory to ourselves, but giving God the glory for his goodness, for his grace, and for his mercy. But when you have time, you can go read his Psalms, the third chapter. None but 8 verses in there. But God bless you, and God keep you is our prayer. You open, Brother D.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
My brother, you said it best when you said, may God keep you. May
yes,
first
sir.
Give it unto God, who's truly the head of my life. Just want to tell God good morning and tell him thank you for allowing us to come together once more and again, allowing us to be here to hear his word. My brother says only 8 verses, and I truly believe that every living soul should be able to take time out and read at least, excuse me, at least 8 verses of what does say the Lord. God is good. God is good. I was listening to you when you said that old song, Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross. You know, brother, we grew up on that type.
That type
is what's needed today, because we are truly needed to be kept near the cross. And when
that's
you said it reminded me of a sermon that a young man preached, and he said that the little boy had got away from his mother, and he locked the store up. Most of us know him as Reverend Ray out of Memphis, Tennessee. And I heard him say that the young man had got lost and he locked the store up. Mother went home. She couldn't find her child. Somewhere along the way, he said the police came by and as he shined the light, he saw the little boy laying there asleep. So he went in and he asked the little boy some questions like, do you know your mother's number? He said, no, I don't. Do you know where you live at? He said, no, I don't. He said, is there any landmarks by your home that could help us find where you live at? He said, sir, there's a church down the street from my house. He said, on top of the church, there's a steeple. On top of the steeple, officer, there's a cross. He said, if you just help me get back to the cross. See, Jesus, keep me near the cross. Jesus, keep me near the cross. He said, if you just help me get back to the cross, Reverend, I can find my way home. See, a lot of us have got lost. A lot of us don't know where the cross is. If we could just allow someone to help you get back to the cross. Oh, I'm so glad that I know where the cross. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you this morning, my brother, as always. Thank you. Thank you. I thank you. I thank God for keeping you. Thank the Lord for blessing us, allowing us to see it again, and praying that this time tomorrow, the Lord will bless us all to come back at the same appointed time. Brother D, love you. Brother D, love you.
Love
brother
you D, well.
Keep you in his prayers. Amen. You all pray for me as I pray for you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. We thank God. We thank God. Thank you for those comments, Brother D. Thank you for the prayers. We pray for you and your family as well in this time that we ask the Lord to keep us near the cross. There's a river. My God, that we can drink from. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a fountain. Oh, hallelujah. That flows from Emmanuel's vein.
Yes,
oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
and it's with sinners, they can plunge beneath the
flood.
Yes, they would lose all their all that good thing. Thank
yes,
you,
sir.
Jesus. But we thank
yes,
God.
Sir.
Thank God we're praying
you,
for you,
Jesus.
Brother. And hallelujah. Praying for Brother D's family. Praying for Brother Nutty's family. And Martha, we're praying for, that Jesus would keep us in time of bereavement, that Jesus would keep us, would hold us, and help us make it through. We thank God for how he allowed us to come together, that one, where one would edify another, we would continue to pray that God may have his way, that we not have our way, but God have his way, that he may restore us, that he may purify us with his fire. You know, something fire burns. But what God does with us, he allows certain things to burn out those impurities in us that we can be washed, that we can be cleansed. Hallelujah. That God can help us be that vessel that he can use. Hallelujah. That we will continue to let our light shine, and it will burn, and people will cause them to look upon us and see that God has definitely been with us and helped us and carried us. And when people ask, what is it about your brother? You're going through this and that, but you sound pretty good. We can let them know that it was not me, but it was God's grace and his mercy. Yes. Yes, praise the Lord. Thank you. Hey, Martha, living with lions, she sends in. Living with the lions. Faithfulness to God inspires others. Daniel. Daniel is one of the Hebrew captives. Oh, hallelujah. His views of God and his commitment to God stayed ready. He prayed, praise the Lord, three times a day, and with his windows open even when he knew it was noon entering a lion's den. God rescued Daniel from the hungry animal. Oh, praise the Lord. He rescued and the living God, and he endured forever. He rescued him. He saved him. Daniel stayed faithful to God despite the pressures, and discouragement can inspire other people to give him glory. When we stick with it, when we stay with it, it will inspire some others, because they're looking at us, Brother D. They're seeing how we're going to handle things. They're not necessarily doing too much
of it. That's it.
Yeah. They don't really care too much of what people are doing to us. You see that, because this is almost turning into just a careless world. But people are looking more on how you handle it, and then they put on that robe of a judgment, and they start to judge, like, and then they start to look with, well, I think you could have did this and that, but they fail to be praying for you. But they look and they are ready to accuse, and they say, well, you're supposed to be a Christian, you should have did this. It's funny how them that are not doing can tell you what you should be doing.
What you should be doing.
My God. But if we would continue to pray for one another and for each and other's strength, how strong God will make us, and how much God will be glorified by our good works, but working together, not working on one another, but working with one another. Praise the Lord. We would continue to pray. Pray honestly. Hope for the success. My God, what a wonderful world this would be, and what a wonderful, we could be a world within a world. Oh, if we just let God be, let God shine, hallelujah. Let him shine all the time. God bless you. God keep you, is our prayer. Hallelujah. But we thank God, have to move on, but thank God for you. Thank God for blessing us here this day. Thank God for all of you that called in and made this broadcast just what it is, a service unto God, a worship service unto God, that we come together and we commune together and we assemble and we hear and we get strength from one another, as though you may hear one or two voices, but there are many that are gathered together. Some just come praying. Some just come just to listen. Some just come and just receive the word of God, and then they take it out and they help someone else. Hallelujah. But we thank God. We thank God for you, Hope and Rhea. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
You know, Reverend Henry, I'm sitting here looking back over some as you were speaking, as my brother probably doing when my number's on mute.
I'm just talking away too. I looked at my phone.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, but I wanted to say this, Brother G. And Reverend, you know, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're so right. I'm guessing. And Charles, I wanted to say this. I want to say this from the bottom of my heart. We said it a little while back, but I, you don't want to over-talk, you know what I'm talking about? You don't want to over-speak sometimes, you know what I'm talking about? But with saying that, what you want to tell the people, love is an action.
Yes, it is. Yes.
It's an action. We can go to the scripture, we can say, and we can quote it. Some people know it real good, but they don't show no love. When we have loved ones and friends are going through, man, it takes precedence on everything to me. As a minister, you know, it just takes president. You know, I have to sit aside and say, "Oh, you all right, Brother D? I know you're talking. Are you right? All right, Brother Sister Martha? Are you all right, Brother Nutty? You know, are you all right, brothers and sisters who are going through? You know, who actually I know that's going through? You know, we're supposed to be there for them, because I know prayer works. I know prayer works.
Yes.
Because if I know these persons I'm talking about, they have a prayer life. You know what I'm talking about? But,
yes.
But it don't zip us for pain, though. It don't zip us for tears. It don't zip us for that. So I want to be careful when I say this. For God be the glory for all the things he has done. And I'm telling you, he hasn't stopped blessing either. Oh, I know him right about it. If we can just get it in man's heart, children's heart, women's heart, to know God, death is not bad. It hurts, though.
It
hurts. Trust me, I know it hurts. But we have to teach it like it is, preach it like it is. Death is it's not a period there. It's not. I don't know who come up with that period. it don't stop then. Life begins more then. Because you're in stuff called eternal life. You know what I'm talking about? You know, right now you got an ending. That's a birthday. But when you cross over, you're going to be on the right side or the left side. Yes, sir. When we pray for that, everybody knew the Lord. We pray for that. We can't put nobody to heaven either. I don't care how much we get up there and sit on that couch. Because only anybody can put someone in heaven and hell is God.
Yes,
and he's leaving it in the hands of Jesus to judge and separate this
That's
thing.
It.
And I love that thing.
That's
so we're going to be in prayer with you, brother. I just want to encourage y'all.
Yes.
I was on my mind. I had whispered something to my brother, let him know that. I mean, I think we need to pray a little bit more because we live in a time, if you don't watch it, the people are not living and following God all the way. They can get discouraged, man. And something like this will discourage someone. Why my me? Why my mama? Why my uncle? You know, it can discourage you. You know, because you don't know. That's what we're here for. We're supposed to uplift them and let them know God is good. I know this is a hurting situation, but God is able to get you through it. Trust in him and lean not to thy own son. I know y'all might hear a little thing. I'm at work, man. I'm going to ease off the phone and let y'all know that I love you guys and you can't do nothing about it.
Real, before you go, I want you to hear me if you can. You know, I sent my brother a text yesterday, and I told him that God answered my prayer. God answered both. See, let me do this real quick. My brother was talking, and Reverend Henry gave us this morning. As you was talking, my eyes got fixated on verse 5. He says, I lay me down and sleep. I wake. For the Lord sustains me. See, God will keep you. God will keep you. He'll let you lay down and sleep. Hard heaven. He'll wake you up in peace. Even though, like Rev just said, the tears will flow. The hurt is there. But he'll wake you up in peace. And you heard me say that God answered both my prayers. Remember, I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, I said, Mark didn't suffer enough. He done been sick. I said, Lord, I said, if you're going to leave him with me, I said, heal him. I said, Lord, if you're not going to heal him, I said, just take him. Don't let him suffer no more. And the God that I serve, see, I don't know about, I can speak for Reverend Henry God. I can speak for my brother, Brother Eric God. I can speak for them because, see, we serve a true and living God. And the God that we serve, see, I ain't going to even be selfish this morning out here. The God that we serve, he answered both prayers at the same time because he's just that kind of God. He did let him suffer, and he healed him at the same time because he's in the God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. I just tell God. Look at him work. Look at him work. He answered both prayers, remember, at the same time. Because God is just that kind of God. He just that kind of God. See, now he's suffering no more. The Bible says that we should cry when they come in, and we should rejoice when they come out. Oh, it hurts right now. But I'm going south to be with my family, and we're going to celebrate his homegoing. Because I know he had his business fixed on this side, so I ain't got to worry about him getting over to the other side. He lived to die, and now he died to live on. You hear me? He died to live on. Live on in glory. And I tell God, thank you, because God will sustain you. Yes, he will. He will. He will. Right. He will. He will.
Thank you, Lord.
I know Thank you will. Lord. I know.
Amen.
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 Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Tell him thank you.
Thank God.
All
thank
Reverend
you.
Herman is doing, all Reverend America is doing is trying to show the one that's lost how to be saved. If you're out of the will of God, you know what I'm saying? If you are out of the will of God, now's the perfect and appointed time for you to find your way back home, Sister Russ. Jesus is waiting, and he's calling. He's waiting for us to answer, and he's calling the roll. Will you be ready?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God. Thank him. We are continually praying. Praying for your brother, Dave. God bless you and your family and for your strength. We hear him bless you. We hear him strengthen you. Praise the Lord. Praise him. We thank him for it. We thank him, God, for answering prayer, hearing our prayers, and keeping us on his mind. We'll be continuing to pray for you and others that have experienced, oh, hallelujah, experienced God calling a loved one in to the eternal rest. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We ask God's blessing truly upon you. May his favor be upon you. May he put his arms of protection around you and hold you while the storm rages and the winds blow. But may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guard your heart and your mind. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We ask this. We might read, go to God in prayer. Father God in heaven, Father my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come to tell you thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. We ask you continue to bless us and help us. Bring, we lift up these loved ones, these two families unto you, Lord God. The ones who, this one we know, our brother E's family and Aunt Martha's family, we lift them up to you, Father, asking for strength in the name of Jesus, asking you to take care of them, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We ask you just take care of their special needs. You know what they need, each and every one of them, better than we. We ask. We just surrender. And we ask, we lift them up to you, lift these prayers up to you and ask you to hear our prayers, Lord. And we ask you to grant us thy peace in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord, thank you for this day, the message, the messenger, and the ones that gather together to hear thy word. We tell you thank you, and we continue to ask you to keep us, Lord, never cross. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you for it all. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Something about these Calvary and blood songs. The only way we're going to make it, we got to keep this one. We got to stay right near the cross. Got to be right near the cross. Oh.